Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lattman. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Temple reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Bond moves to second. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin catches it and throws to second to double up Bond. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman bunts in front of the plate. GT fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Harry Chi-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chi-T hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Serve moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Serve moves to third. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Serve scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Trowbridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-0 in the game. Latman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Trowbridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bond hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. Power reaches second base with a double. Nixon goes all the way around to score. Power moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trowbridge has Power trapped off third. He fires to home, and Power is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Bob Trowbridge. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herzog moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball towards left. Francona settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Francona. Herzog scores. Lump moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Brunette now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0-for-1 in the game. Latman hits a line drive towards the mound. Brunette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Temple moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chee-Tee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, Athletics, 5. George Brunette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunette strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mudcat Grant now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips bunts towards the mound. Brunette fields it and throws to first for the out. Held moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Mudcat Grant. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is walked intentionally. Carol Hardy pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for George Brunette. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Francona hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Held takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutino fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Strickland now playing third base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 4 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lump bunts towards the mound. Grimm fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.